but towards everyone, because there's an understanding of what he's doing. And I believe for us this morning that God is highlighting to us, and I'm going to tell us this morning a couple of things, and it's going to be 4 points, and saying, this is what hospitality is. And so the key verse I want to take out for us there is verse 35. It says, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Now, we can take that into a couple of different areas, but I think it's important that we don't read that without the context of verse 40. Because Jesus in verse 40 says, whatever you've done to the least of these, and he addresses the people as my brothers. So there's something of a family that he's addressing. He's not just, a king generally doesn't say to his servants, brothers. But there's something of him including, and it's actually saying like, we who are his family, whatever you've done to the least of these, my family. And it's not just pointing out his family, but it's actually saying like, it's over and above his family. He's addressing the people on the left as his family. And so for us this morning, when we look at just one another, in the beginning of the year, we spoke about loving God, and as we love God, to love our neighbors like we love ourselves. We need to understand that because we are brothers, because we are family, there's a higher responsibility for us to look after one another. Amen? And I would see that almost as some kind of a thing of the least of these. In the family of God. Because we know it's someone that's been saved by God. It's someone that's already in the kingdom of God. And even in that place where this person's life is actually already sorted by Jesus. In that place, we need to, at the very least, be serving one another. Over and above the world out there that is fighting against him, that is fighting against us because we are with him. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So it's important for us to realize that there's both a side to it of where God is speaking to us as a church, as a family, as a people, those who've been saved by him, but also in the way that we live our lives on the outside. So hospitality is, number one, it's something we do for Jesus. And again, that scripture, it says, for I was hungry. But Jesus says, like, what you've done to these people, you're doing it to me. And it is kind of like a thing. If Jesus would walk into the room right now, not one of us are just going to kind of sit in our chair and just look at him and go, what's this guy's story? We're not going to do that. If we know Jesus is coming and he's walking into the room, I know for myself, there's probably not a woman, a child, a person that's going to stand in my way. I'm just going to be like a steam tray going, like, Jesus, hey, I want to get your attention here. Well, how can I serve you? Amen? Is that you? Enrico, is that you? You have to get past you. He's more aerodynamic, like we said last week. So there's something of when Jesus walks into the room, we're going to pay attention to him. And he's saying, like, the same way that you would pay attention to me, you need to pay attention to one another and to those around you. 412. 412 is a big vehicle that God is using to influence churches and peoples all over this world. So, for instance, a 412 conference, it becomes a very easy place for us to carry and to show that hospitality. It's a very easy place. Now, for us as Edgemead, we're known to be a people that are very hospitable. We're known to be a people that are friendly, and we greet people and we give them coffee, and it's like there's a testimony of that in us. But because there's a testimony of that over us, I think for us, we can't just look and go, okay, we look at Swellendam, or look at Wellington, and we look at them and say, no, but we're doing the same thing as them. No. God is saying to us, what is the standard that He's placing into us as a congregation? We can't look at to the sides and go, yo, but we're doing more than them. No, that's not what God is saying. God is saying, look at me. And if you look at me, is there something that you can do still? And so for us, there's a different bar than what there is for another congregation. All because we're seeing God in a certain way and God is moving in us in a certain way. And we've got to be true and faithful to that. Amen? So when we come, when 4:12 happens and we've got people coming from all the nation and we host them, man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Because for me, the times that I've been hosted, when I come back home, I go like, man, not for in a sense for 4:12, but when I go to another congregation or to another church, the place, the people where I stayed with, they become part of my testimony. Like they, I speak to people and go, man, you won't know how they blessed me. And sometimes it's just something small, like a coffee early in the morning. I remember I stayed with a couple in Benoni a couple of years ago, and they had three little boys. And I think the boys, the youngest one was about six. And the morning I got woken up by the six-year-old boy, and I was still asleep, but he came and he brought me a cup of coffee. And it kind of was uncomfortable because I still wanted to sleep because it was quite early. But he thought, like, because the previous night we spoke about, like, how I enjoy coffee, etc. And here this boy comes and he brings me a cup of coffee. Now, that's a blessing to me. And it's always something that stayed dear to my heart. Now, I want to say to you, for each and every one of us, there's something in each and every one of us that's here this morning where God has placed something in you to give out. And it's something that someone from Brazil or the UK or Russia or Switzerland or Isle of Man, it's that they've never seen it. They've never felt it before because they've never met you before. And there's something of God that God is doing inside of you that's worth sharing with a person just in 4:12. And that's just the least of these. 4:12, it's brothers, it's people that we know. And so if I would say to you, if you would give someone a coffee, and that coffee might just change the way or change a whole city or a whole nation, you would go, of course I'm going to serve them a cup of coffee. Because we can see there's something of the kingdom of, we're not just contending for here, we're contending for everywhere. We're contending for the world. We're not just contending for Edgemead. We're not just contending for Cape Town. We're not just contending for South Africa, for Africa, but we're contending for the whole world to know that Jesus is Lord. But it starts with that one cup of coffee or that little bottle of water where we go, I'm serving you as I'm serving Jesus, my Lord. And in that creates something, a ripple effect. No matter how big a stone is, when you throw a stone into a pond of water, there's an effect. Amen? Cool. So, first point, hospitality is something we do for Jesus. Number two, very spiritual. It's a practical action. Verse 35, it says this again. For I was hungry, what did you do? You gave me food. I was thirsty, what did you do? Gave me drink. I was a stranger, what did you do? You welcomed me. So there's a practical action to it. I know this starts, obviously, you've got to do it. But the point is, you've got to do it, like Nike, just do it. And for a lot of us, we sometimes feel like, man, we know all this deep theology and scripture and we can point out these things and see out these things, but yet there's no action to what we believe. The danger that we come into, if we believe more than what we actually do, are we faithful? No, we're not. And that's where we need to realize that for each and every one of us, it's not just knowing, but it's actually knowing, allowing what we know to penetrate our hearts, to change our lives, and then start doing. It can't just, God is not going to ask us one day, what do you know about me? No. Because clearly here we see in the scripture, he's going, sheep, goats. Sheep, you served me. It's what, you didn't just know who I am, but you did it. You did it to me. And in the goats, we go on in the scripture, it actually says, I came to you, you didn't give me food. I came to you, you didn't give me something to drink. You didn't clothe me. So there's a doing part to it. Now, what we're not saying is that we just need to go out and do. No. It's faith with works. It's not faith without works or works without faith. It's faith with works. And we've got to realize like there's something in this for us where we need to make sure that what we believe and what we hear, that we take it, we weigh it up, and then we go and do it. Even if we fail at it. And I want to say this in, let's quickly read here. This, I've kind of like mentioned it already, but Mark 9 verse 41 says this. For truly I say to you, this is Jesus speaking. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. It's just even a cup of water. Just even a cup of water could change something for you. Not for the person that's getting the water, necessarily. It points to the person giving the water. And so there's a practical aspect to our hospitality. We can't just say that we are hospitable and not be hospitable. So what does that mean in terms of hosting? It means maybe you can't host someone in your home. I mentioned last week, Alda's not here today, but I mentioned her without mentioning her name. But she's got a bachelor kind of flat, and she put her name up to host someone. It's got a couch, it's got a bed, it's got a bathroom, and she's going like, "Hey, I'm willing to sleep wherever." That is amazing. Now, for some of us, that might be too much. And that's not the end of the world. We take it in small steps, okay? But we need to do something. So if you can't host someone, maybe it means that you are going to the 412 conference. And I want to encourage all of us. If we believe really that we're not just edge meat, but we're part of the bigger thing, to go to the 412 conference is possibly the best leave you'll ever take in your life. Do you hear me on that? I didn't say holiday. I said it's the best leave spent that you can do. Because we think that we need to go to Mauritius or Alaval Noord or Warmbad. You guys know Alaval Noord. Alaval Noord, Marselspoort. It's like very nice places to go when you come from Bloemfontein. Okay? So we think we need an Alaval Noord or we need a Marselspoort with a water slide in order to rest. But nowhere does the Bible say that we find rest in doing those things. No, it's in Him we find rest. It's His Word that causes life to happen in us. And when we sit with under the apostles and having them teach into us and adjust things in us, we see clearly in Acts 42, 242, the value of what happens. It's as they sat under the apostles' teachings, what happens? God added to their number daily those who are being saved. There's a living together. There's a eating together. There's something of life that's busy happening. And so for us, the place where we find rest is not in just going to Alaval Noord and Marselspoort. I don't know why I said Alaval Noord, but anyway. So maybe you are going and you don't have space in your home, but you do have a car and you can go, hey, there's someone that's opening up their house. They don't have transport for the people that's living, but my car has got a couple of extra seats. That's being hospitable. I'm willing to help. Or maybe it's someone like an Alda and go, Alda, we'll come and sort you and your guest out for meals for one evening. That is being hospitable. And we'll not just give you the food, but we'll come and sit, we'll eat with you. Because then you share in that joy of that moment. So there's many more ways that we can be hospitable than just going, I've got a house, use my house. No. We wanna connect with people. We wanna connect hearts. And sometimes just in the driving from one picking them up to another place, man, it does a lot for people. And there's a lot of opportunity. So number one is we're doing hospitality is done to Jesus. Number two, there's a practical action to it. Number three, it's done to the least of these. So verse 40, it says, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one, of the least of these, my brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. It's not something that is focused on just, man, I want to host Andrew Seeley. Or I want to host, I'm not willing to host a normal saint. No, it's for everyone. It's for everyone. And I will say to you that I am convinced of this, that if we have to go to a church in Kazakhstan, let's make it far. If we go to a church in Kazakhstan, I know someone is speaking American as well. I'm convinced of this, that even within us, if we want to say the least of these, the least of us that goes and stays with a person in Kazakhstan, that person will be blessed because they're receiving you. Because God is doing something in your life, in my life, in our lives, that is worth being shared. And so if the person comes and stays by you, whether it's they're from Switzerland and it's a small little place and it's like, man, they're not any kind of apostolic figure that's changed the world, but they're just a normal saint that's loving Jesus and it's paying to come and just come all the way, sacrificing work and time to come here to Cape Town for you to receive them just with, okay, welcome. Man, that is something that will cause inside of you a great amount of just God's life to happen. Because you're serving that person like you're serving Jesus. You're serving that person, being open to them to say, tell me your story. Especially a person coming out of a different environment, a different culture. When they start speaking and telling their story and their testimony, I want to say to you, you are going to be blessed. You're going to see God working outside the borders of just our life here. And that makes it much bigger. Amen? We're going to read us a scripture. 1 John 4 verse 20. I'm going to start off with verse 19. We love because He, speaking about God, loved us first. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Now, we're not saying that any of us are saying, I hate my brother. But I think, and I believe, not I think, I believe by just going, I'm not willing to love, and not willing to step out, you can just as well say, I hate my brother. Because the focus is not the hate. The focus is not loving. And when we don't love in that way, that's when it speaks of we don't actually know who God is. And so I want to encourage you. Let's open up our homes. Let's open up our homes to one another. Maybe there's someone in the congregation here that you go, man, I'm going to use Enrico as an example. He's my go-to guy. But Enrico comes into the building, and as he's coming into the building, the sun is shining bright, and it's pointing into my eyes. I'm going, Enrico, every time I see you, my eyes feel blinded and sore, and I get something in my heart against Enrico. I want to encourage you, and this is the way for me. This is how we live our lives. if there's someone that we struggle with, we invite them for a meal so that we can get to know them. So if you've eaten by me, I'm joking. I'm not joking about getting people for a meal. But when I realized there's someone that I'm struggling with, I realize that the fault first is lying with me because I don't know them. You hear that? And so I want to encourage us, and this is something I felt for us just as I was preparing for this message. I felt like God showed me like this, one of the stops, the things that's stopping hospitality to flow from us is offense. There's offense in our hearts. And it's stopping actually us from being hospitable. Because hospitality is a love that flows freely. It comes from that place. It's because God loved us first, now we love. But if we're going, man, I need to protect this, I'm not going to love. My love is not going to be free. Hospitality is actually putting your heart out there and saying, no matter how many times I get hurt, no matter how many times, I remember there was a time when we were in Wellington that we invited guys from the street into our homes. We would give them a bath and you can't try and disciple this guy. And the amount of times things were stolen out of your house, or friends or people that we know, youth that we know that were drug addicts, and then they come into your house and you're trying to walk a thing out with them, and then just stuff happens and they break and they it costs you something. There's a disappointment that happens. But the moment we close our hearts in that and say, I'm no longer going to be hospitable, I'm no longer going to love, I'm no longer going to open up my house, I believe we're stopping the flow of God in our lives. And so I want to encourage us to this, that we do this. If we can quickly, I'm laboring this point too much, but I believe it's important. In verse 24, in Matthew 25, if you go on to that passage to the end, in verse 46, from verse 41, he starts speaking to the goat that didn't clothe him, didn't feed him, didn't invite him in. And he says in verse 45, then he will answer them saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these, speaking about the goats, the people on the right, and these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So there's something in this of where we go, if we're not showing this, there's an eternal consequence. Thanks, Colin, for this. And this is where I want to get to as my fourth point. There's an eternal significance in hospitality. There's an eternal value. There's an eternal reward. But there's also a possible lack of reward and consequence if it's not done. And if we're sitting with offenses that's keeping us from opening up our homes. I love what Michelle said. Like, I don't know in September what my life is going to look like. I don't know is my marriage going to be okay? Is my business going to be okay? Am I going to be okay when I get there? But now, while God is speaking to me, I'm going to step out in faith and trust in God because He's doing something in me. And I'm not holding back on that. I'm not going to go, no, let me first check there. When I get there, then I will do something. Because we don't know. I don't know, am I going to live through the 4:12? I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to live tomorrow. I can plan for it. But I don't know. But today, while we're hearing His voice, while God is speaking to us, let's make the change here. Let's step out in faith here. Because there's an eternal significance to this. In verse 34, Jesus says, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It's like, man, He's prepared something for us. to take hold of. And we do that by loving people around us. We do that by opening up our homes, by giving our Tim Tams, by... We inherit it through those things. We take hold of it through those things. Hosting is not going to necessarily directly benefit us in this moment. But again, it's not about the now. It's about eternity. And so it's important for us to make sure that we store up treasures in heaven. That we don't lose sight of eternity, but that we allow eternity to influence our today. Amen? Let's pray. Let me close your eyes. We've spoken, just while your eyes are closed, you can just listen to me. We've spoken just about what hospitality is. These four things. It's serving Jesus, not just in our thought, in our mind, but it's practically living out the salvation that He has given us. It's done to His people. It's done to the least of these. It's done to every tribe, every nation, every tongue. And in doing that, there's the eternal significance. There's the eternal reward that we are working out for ourselves. God has prepared for us His kingdom. And He's asking us to take hold of it. And so I want to speak to two people here. First of all, for us as believers, we are those that's received. We are those that have gotten and have received that love of Jesus poured out in our hearts. One can say that we've been shown the ultimate image or the ultimate act of hospitality by Jesus coming and giving us His life. By saying, I'm not going to leave you out in the darkness. I'm not going to leave you out in your sin. I'm not going to leave you out in the muck of life. I'm going to bring you into My kingdom. I'm going to make you part of My household. I'm going to give you new clothes. I'm going to wash you white as snow. I'm going to give you who I am, and what is Mine is now yours. We are the believers. We're the ones that received that sitting here this morning. And He's saying to us this morning, are you showing that same kind of love that you have received? Or are we holding back, thinking like possibly, because we're all orphans and the Word uses that for us. But thinking like an orphan, thinking like, I might not have tomorrow. I need to hold on to this. I need to still fight for myself. And I believe God is saying to us in this moment, there's no need to fight for yourself anymore. I'm fighting for you. Receive My love and let it flow from your hands. This is not something that we work out for our salvation. We're not earning our salvation this morning. But we're actually allowing our salvation to work inside of us, through towards other people, through towards those that do not yet know who Jesus is. So this morning, I want to say that if there's any offense in your heart, I want to ask you this morning to let go of it. There's been a couple of words coming of this, just even in worship, where people are saying this, There's people holding back. There's people scared to give. There's people scared to let go of the things. People scared to give over to God, and in that not being able to experience God. Because there's a holding back, there's a thinking like an orphan instead of knowing that you are now a son. And then I want to speak to you.